you hear that? Come on, will you?
Did I hear what?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show. Rinso White.
Rinso Bright.
Yes, Rinso Bright. And folks, a Rinso White, Rinso Bright wash can't be beat. No wonder Rinso is the only soap recommended by the makers of 33 leading washers. No wonder so many millions of women say,
Rinso gets out stubborn dirt fast.
Soapy rich, hard-working suds that get your white clothes dazzling Rinso White. Help keep your washable colors Rinso Bright, safely. Next wash day, remember,
Rinso White. Rinso Bright.
Use Rinso for a wash that's Rinso White and Rinso Bright. And now our stars, Amos and Andy. Andy is writing a lovelorn column on the Harlem paper under the name of Juliet Hart. In his column, he advised one girl who signed her name Broken Hearted to sue the man who jilted her for breach of promise. The man turned out to be Andy, and the girl has started suit. Right now, Andy is hiding under the Kingfish's desk as a process server questions the Kingfish regarding Andy's whereabouts.
Excuse me, mister, I didn't hear what you say. Who is it you're looking for?
I'm looking for a man by the name of Andrew Brown.
Is it by any chance Andrew H. Brown?
That's right.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, then why'd you ask me what his initial was?
Well, I wanted to be sure that he was the man I never heard of.
Listen, I saw Andy Brown walk into this building not 1 minute ago. Now, he couldn't have gotten by you without you seeing him.
Yes, he could, yes. I had my back on him when he walked past. I remember saying to the stranger, pardon my back, Andy.
Andy, huh? If he was a stranger to you, how come you know his name was Andy?
You just told me.
Now, listen, don't try to tell me Andrew H. Brown didn't come into this building. He was described to me as being a heavy-set fellow with flat feet and wearing a derby.
Oh, you mean him. Oh, yeah, the one with a derby. Oh, Andrew H. Brown. Yeah. Oh, why didn't you say so? Yeah, well, now, there's a funny thing, mister. I've been trying to keep him out of this lodge, but ever so often he sort of take a cut through here, you know, a shortcut. Yeah, he come in the front door and go out the back door, and I don't see him again for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, sir, why don't you try again in 1955? Well, so long and a happy decade to you. Yeah,
all right. I see what you're up to. But I'm telling you right now that Andrew Brown is going to be served with a summons no matter how we have to do it. Goodbye.
Yeah, you can come out from under that chest now, Andy.
Oh, me. Was I doubled up in a knot there. And my body just wasn't built for doubling, Kingfish.
Yeah, you was making noise under that, too. He almost heard you once. I told you to keep quiet.
Well, I couldn't help moving around. You know that little cigar stump that I had in my mouth that I was chewing on?
Yeah.
I swallowed it. Boy, I feel awful.
Yeah, I imagine you would.
Yeah, I'll say. It was a 15-setter.
Yeah. Now, look, Andy, about this other thing. I don't want to get in no trouble hiding you from the process service. Now, this is the third time somebody done been in here with a summons, and I stand up telling them I don't know you. And I think you're making a mistake ducking these process servers.
What you mean?
Well, just look at the situation. You see, Andy, this gal that's suing you has got the state of New York back of her. What it boils down to is you against the state of New York.
Yeah, it's a big state, too, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. You got a hunk of map there, son. This ain't no Rhode Island you playing around with, you know. And it ain't only the state that's against you. You know who is back of the state, don't you?
Who?
The federal government, that's who. And that includes the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, and the Free French.
The Free French. How did they get in there?
They volunteered. So you see, Andy, if you won't come to the court, they can subpoena you there.
Yeah. How come they can do that?
Yeah, well, I knowed you was going to ask me that. I knowed it. Just knowed it.
Now, I'm going to explain the thing to you once. All I ask you to do is to listen. Now, get everything out your head and just listen.
Yeah, well, I got my ears open and my head's empty. Go ahead.
Now, when Thomas Jefferson...
Who?
Don't even know the father of our country. What is the matter?
Listen, Kingfish, what I want to know
now,
is...
Wait a minute. Now, you're so smart. Now, I want to hear you explain. Now, go on, explain it to me. You know everything. Go on, I say it.
Well, the Constitution of the United States gives the state a right to serve you with the summons.
Boy, I certainly had a hard time getting that in your head, didn't I?
Listen, can the governor of a state...
Look here, the governor can't move without the legislature.
The legislature? What is that?
Well, I know that was coming, too. I know it, yeah. Now, I'll explain it to you. The legislature, well, the legislature is something that every governor has got to have before he can be a governor. Oh, it's a big thing.
How big?
Oh, how big? Well, as big as that wall over there, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's big, all right. But look, Kingfish, so far all you done told me is the size of a legislature. You ain't told me what it is or what it's made out of.
Well, now, I'll tell you, Andrew, I don't know what legislature was made of before the war, and I don't want to guess, because, well, I don't want to tell you nothing I ain't sure of. If I ain't got the facts, I shut up. That's the kind of fella I is, you know.
Yeah. Well, never mind before the war. What is legislatures made out of now?
Lucite.
Well, look here, I still don't understand it. Now, how the governor got the right to arrest me just because they got some lucite wall? Now, you know, if I was...
Well, hiya there, fellas.
Oh, me. Don't ever bust in here like that no more, Amos. Lock the door, will you, Kingfish?
Sit down, Amos. I'll lock the door.
What's the matter?
Well, you know I've been writing that love column for the newspaper under the name of Juliet Hart.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, you see, a gal writes him by the name of Brokenhearted, Amos, and wants to know what to do about the boyfriend of hers that proposed to her and then dropped her like a hot potato. Andy here tells her to sue the guy for a breach of promise, and the guy that Brokenhearted is asking about happens to be Andy.
Well, Andy, if there ain't no natural trouble around to get in, you make up some trouble and then jump in it.
Yeah, well, they've been trying to serve me with a summons, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to move out of my office, and I'm going to start living over at Lightning's house. I'm going to keep writing my lovelorn column from there till this thing blows over, because I ain't going to let them serve me with no summons.
Listen, Amos, I'll tell you what you can do.
Now, wait a minute, Kingface. I don't want no part of it. I think you're both playing a losing game. Just leave me out of it. So long, fella.
There you is, Kingfish. That Amos walking out on us. He leaves us rats on a sinking ship.
Where are you going?
I is taking Lightning over to my office, get all the stuff out as quick as I can, and move over to Lightning's house. I'll duck these summonses. Here, Lightning, we're going over to your house. Now, here, you carry the typewriter. Pick it up.
Yeah, sir. I got it, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, now... Now, here, I'll put this box of writing paper on top of that.
Yeah, sir.
And now, here's a couple of big packages of letters. I'll put them on top of that.
Yeah, sir, I gotta do some juggling on the way over there, ain't I?
We'll outsmart these guys, Lightning. Now, here, Lightning, I'll put this bottle of ink and the pen and the potato in your pocket.
Yeah, sir, what is you gonna carry, Miss Lander?
Well, I got the stamps, ain't I?
Pardon me, but would I be asking too much to ask you to let me use your phone?
Listen, this is a private phone, and I ain't gonna let no...
Hello.
No, it would be very charming to have you use the phone. Lightning, get going. I'll meet you over there.
Yeah, sir. I'll wheel right over there.
Do you have a telephone book?
Why, yeah. Anything I could do for a good-looking gal like you, is at your service.
Oh, I was supposed to meet my boyfriend on the corner, and he didn't show up.
Yeah, well now, wait just a minute, honey. Before you call him, I don't think he's treating you right.
It was inconsiderate.
Yeah. By the way, did you live here in Harlem?
Yes, I do.
Long?
4 years.
Hmm. I ain't been covering this territory like I ought to.
Uh,
Honey, let me break the ice by telling you that I love you.
Well, that's really breaking the ice, all right.
Oh, boy, you is the prettiest thing I done ever seen. Sit down, honey, sit down.
Oh, I don't see but one chair, and you're sitting in it.
Well. come here. Why don't you sit on the arm of the chair here?
Oh, well, really, I think you're breaking the ice a little too fast.
I really chops it up, don't I? Excuse me a minute. I want to lock the front door and pull down the shade.
Oh, well, just a minute. Why are you doing that?
Well, don't worry, honey. Don't worry. It just happened that a banker is looking for me, wants me to go in on a deal, and I don't want him to know I was here. With me, love comes first.
Oh, I see.
Sit back down on the arm of the chair.
I hardly know you.
Oh, well, you're going to know me fast.
Oh, what'll I call you?
Oh, well, how about Dougie Wookie?
Oh, well, that's cute, all right, but what's your real name?
Andrew H. Brown. Do you like that?
Oh, I love it.
You do?
Yes, I do, Mr. Brown. Oh, here's a summons for you.
The quartet singing Accentuate the Positive.
You got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. That's right tune to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread that joy right up to the maximum. Bring blue right down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium. I want to walk upon the scene to illustrate my last remark. Jonah in the whale. Just when everything looks so dark, man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. That's right, fine, to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Writing a column for the paper under the name of Juliet Hart, and I done told a gal to sue the fella that jilted her. The fella turned out to be me, and she's suing me for breach of promise. What must I do, Gabby?
Well, before I tell you, you guys got to pay me for this stuff. You got to pay for my advice. Don't forget that with the exception of not going to college, when I belong to the Bar Association, besides not having a diploma, I was a full-fledged lawyer.
Yeah, now, well, look here, Andrew's going to pay. You see, he gets $35 a week for writing a love column as Juliet Hart.
Yeah, it wasn't fair for them to send a woman over to my office to serve me with that summons. Now I'm facing a breach of promise suit. Oh, I tell you, I'm sick about it. What can I do, Gary?
Well, let me think. Let me see. Now, wait a minute. I got something. I really got something. You can refuse to recognize that summons are the grounds of illegal entry. Illegal entry.
Illegal entry. How do you figure that?
Well, the gal made an entry into your office, slapped you with a legal paper, and now you was ill about it. That's illegal entry, Father, yet?
Well, now, look here. Andy's got the summons, and that's that. How can he get this girl, Viola Johnson, that rid him under the name of Brokenhearted, to drop the breach of promise suit?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to build a tight defense. First of all, Andy, tell me, she got anything in writing?
No, I never read Viola nothing.
Oh, that's fine. This defense is really getting tight.
Yeah, even my proposal was done in person.
Oh, that's great. This defense is getting tighter and tighter.
And I was all alone with her when I done the proposal.
Oh, this is wonderful. Of all defenses I know, this is now the tightest.
But her mama heard everything I said over the transom.
Gentlemen, the whole thing just loosened up.
You see here, this Viola Johnson that wrote the letter in his broken heart don't know that Anne is Juliet Hart.
I got it. I sure is a smart man. Why they don't let me practice law in court, I'll never know. Listen, this gal Brokenhearted don't know who writes the column of Juliet Hart. Kingfish, you go to see Brokenhearted. Tell her you writes the column of Juliet Hart. You is Juliet Hart. Tell her you gets very careless when you ask her and you made a mistake. Tell her that she ain't got no grounds for suing her boyfriend. Ain't got no grounds.
Yeah, so you see, Miss Johnson, I was the one who writ the love column in the paper under the name of Juliet Hart.
You, a Juliet Hart?
Hey, that's right, and I come here to tell you that the advice that I give you to sue Andrew Brown was wrong. You see, that was a mix-up in my mail. Happens a lot of times. I send out the answers to one person's letter that's supposed to be the answer to somebody else's. See what I mean?
No, I don't. What do you mean?
Well, for example, I got a couple of letters yesterday. One was from a husband.
Yes.
He said to me, he said, the cat gets more attention around the house than I does. What must I do? Then I get another letter from another husband asking me, how can I keep my mother-in-law from butting in? Now, them two letters got switched around with my answer.
Switched around?
Yeah, now, in the case of the cat, I told the man to get her a boyfriend. In the case of the mother-in-law butting in, I told the man to drown her. You see, that's how it
is. Just one second. Are you trying to tell me that the advice you gave me to sue for breach of promise was intended for somebody else?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. You see, the advice you were supposed to get was to be to drop the whole thing. You ain't got no kids, and to forget about it. Now that you was going to forget it, I'll be running along.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to forget it. My lawyer thinks I should sue, and I've gone to a lot of trouble already.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. Is I to understand that you are still thinking of suing?
That's right.
Mrs. Johnson, I happens to know that Andrew Brown ain't got no money. So if you sues and wins the case, you'll have to go to jail. Now, I want to ask you just a question, just one question. Does you want to see Andrew Brown go to the penitentiary for the rest of his life?
Yes.
I withdraw the question.
Listen, Andy Brown has caused me a lot of trouble, and even if I can't get any money out of him, he ought to be made to pay in some way for what he's done.
Yeah, but Miss Johnson, think it over. Give the boy a break.
Well, I'm going to see my lawyer, and if by any chance I should decide not to sue, I'll let Andy Brown know by 12 o'clock tomorrow.
A Rinso whitewash.
With ease.
A Rinso brightwash.
With safety. Rinso white.
For a wash that's white as it can be. Rinso bright.
B-R-I-G-H-T.
Yes, Rinso keeps your colors bright. Get out more dirt for a wash so white. Here's great advice, you can't go wrong.
Rinso white.
Rinso bright. Happy little wash day song.
Plenty of reason to be happy with Rinso. Those soapy rich suds get your white wash sparkling clean. Help keep washable colors bright and fresh. Yet Rinso gives you an easy wash day.
No tiresome scrubbing and boiling. Goodness, that certainly is a blessing, what with washes not being made.
Sure, Rinso soaks clothes clean in as little as 10 minutes. A few quick finger rubs on extra soiled places and your clothes are ready to rinse.
And am I ever proud when I hang out my Rinso wash.
For next wash day, remember, get that big green and yellow box for a Rinso white wash.
With ease.
A Rinso bright wash.
With safety.
So nervous. I won't find out till 12 o'clock, 2 hours yet, whether Viola Johnson is going to sue me or not. I has been so upset I didn't sleep all last night.
Yeah, I noticed you dozed off in the barber chair here.
Well, I'll say one thing, Shorty. That was a good shave you gave me while I was dozing. Mm. I didn't feel a thing. My face ain't burning, and it don't feel like there's no nicks in it, neither.
Yeah, well, on account of you was dozing, I took it very easy. I sharpened the razor real good. I used a lather that really softened up your... I was very careful to... What I did was... I ain't shaved you, eh?
Well, forget the shave, Shorty. Forget it.
Mm.
I am so shaky today, the chances is I'll get cut by the razor.
Don't let that stop me, Andy. I'll shave you anyway. I was nervous, too. I'll shake right along with you.
No, let it go, Shorty. Oh, me. I hope that Viola Johnson drops that suit. Women's is always trouble, Shorty.
Yeah, and if she do drop the suit, let that be a lesson here to keep away from women, Andy. I'm telling you, women ain't no good. Women is just a lot of trouble. Women mess up your life. Women is just ain't they wonderful?
Listen, Shorty, listen. I done learned my lesson about them now. I done had enough of women.
Mm.
So let's stop talking about them.
Yeah, all right, Annie. I won't mention another word about women.
Good. Well, say something.
Sure limits the conversation, don't it? Oh, say, Andy, is you still keeping up with your lovelorn column as Juliet Hart?
Oh, sure, yeah. And by the way, if I can help you with some love hints, well, I'm going to be glad to do it for you.
Mm.
You look like you might need some love advice.
Yeah. What you mean, Andy?
Well, for example, there's some people that's the forward type and some people that's the weak and meek type.
Mm.
Tell me this. How you act when you were sitting alone with your gal?
Well, I was the kind of a bashful... I don't know exactly what to do. I don't say much to it. I never put my arm... I don't know what to... I'm a wolf.
Tell you, Amos, I was as nervous as a cat. I got a half hour more before that Miss Brokenhearted, that Viola Johnson, is going to let me know if she's dropping the suit.
Yeah, well, Andy, I sure pulling for you, son.
Yeah, I was pulling for me, too. I keep telling myself she ain't going to sue. She ain't going to sue. But it don't give me no comfort.
It don't?
No. How can I take the word of a fella like me?
Yeah, well, I see what you mean there, all right. You ought to try and calm down a little, though. Look at your hands there, Andy. They're shaking like a leaf. They're shaking a mile a minute.
Yeah, I know it, Amos. I know it. And there ain't nothing I can do about it. I even bought a bottle of nerve tonic to see if that would help.
And it didn't stop your hands from shaking at all, huh?
No. And I poured the whole bottle all over them, too.
Well, Andy, there's still one bright spot about this whole thing. You're still writing the column as Juliet Hart, and you're getting $35 a week for it.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Here come the Kingfish. You know he's getting half of my salary for arranging that deal.
Come in, Kingfish.
Yeah, how is you, Kingfish?
Hello, Emma. Hello, Andrew.
Uh-oh. I can look at your face, and without you opening your mouth, I can tell that you has got news. And it's bad.
Hey, you don't look very cheerful.
I ain't.
Tell Juliet Hart your troubles. As if I ain't got enough of my own.
Well, I went over to the newspaper to get your letters, Andy, addressed to Juliet Hart. And I run into the editor of the paper.
Oh, you did, huh? What'd he say?
He said, Mr. Stevens, in this newspaper business, we has what is known as scoops. When a piece of news comes out, the first one that gets it has got a scoop. Then he looked at me and he says, I'm going to give you a scoop. Flash. Juliet Hart is fired. Unflash.
Fired?
Now, don't stand there with ignorance all over your face now. You have done heard the word before. The only trouble is this time I had to listen to it for you. And the man jumped down my throat like I was dumb as you was.
Was he mad, Kingfish?
He had to get mad to be like he was. The veins were sitting out on his head, little beads of water all over his face.
Well, what's wrong?
He said it took him 25 years to build up the news, baby, and he ain't gonna let no bum like you tear it down in 1 week. He said he ain't never seen no stupid advice to the lovesick people like you've been giving out for the last few days.
Oh, how can he say that? It ain't no stupider than it was the first few days.
Well, anyway, you was fired. The show was over. Slip out of your petticoat, Juliet.
Well, listen, I still own the name Juliet Hart. That belongs to me. I'll fix him. I'll take it to the other newspaper.
Yeah, he told me he hoped you'd do that, too.
Well, fellas, that's that.
And I love that work, too.
Yeah, you love that... Andy, look who's coming across the street here. Viola Johnson, Miss Brokenhearted.
Oh, yeah.
She coming in here to...
She sure is. She coming in here to give me the answer. That's just what she's doing.
Yeah, look here. I done told her that I was Juliet Hart. I better get out the back way.
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
So long, fella. So long.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Viola. You got the answer?
Yes, Andy. I've decided not to sue.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What a relief.
Oh, I feel so terrible about starting that breach of promise suit. It wasn't my fault, Andy. It was just because I had some stupid advice.
Oh, I'll forgive you, honey. You was done already withdrawing the suit, ain't you?
Oh, yes. That's been withdrawn.
Oh, that's the gal. Sit down on the arm of my chair here, honey child. I want to chop up a little ice with you.
Oh, Andy, you'll never know what I've been through. If I hadn't got that bad advice, I would never have started that breach of promise suit.
Oh, I love you, baby. The breach of promise suit is offhand.
Oh, yes, Andy. But I'll tell you what.
What's that, sugar?
On the advice of my lawyer, I am starting a suit for $1,000 for mental anguish against Juliet Hart.
Amos and Andy will be back in just a moment.
Did you say a whitewash?
No, I said a Rinso whitewash.
Did you say a bright wash?
No, I said a Rinso bright wash.
That makes a difference.
Yes, indeed. Rinso makes a difference in your wash. Those soapy, rich Rinso suds get clothes Rinso white and Rinso bright.
Rinso's grand for dishwashing, too. Makes the job so much easier and so much quicker.
And it's so easy on your hands. So get Rinso tomorrow for dishwashing and for a Rinso whitewash.
A Rinso bright wash.
And now, here are Amos and Andy.
Well, Andy, you were sure lucky to get that gal to drop her suit against Juliet Hart.
Yeah, that's been a great lesson to me, Amos.
Yeah, how about coming over to our house tonight for supper, Andy?
Sorry, Amos, I can't tonight. I got an appointment to chop up a little ice.
Again next Friday evening at this same time when the makers of Rinso again present the Amos and Andy Show. This program is broadcast to our armed forces all over the world. This is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight to all of you from all of us. You ladies are stretching your red ration points just as far as they'll go, aren't you? I guess two extra red points would come in mighty handy, right? Well, you can get two extra points just by turning in 1 pound of used fats. Yes, you get 4 cents and 2 red points for every pound of waste fats you turn in to your butcher. You know, right now, you ladies are doing a pretty good job of turning in those waste fats. But if every woman scraped together every drop she could, we'd be collecting about 3 times what we're collecting now. That would mean 3 times as much waste fat for life-saving medicines, for military supplies, for other vital uses. Keep a salvage container on the back of your stove, ladies. Scrape every drop of waste fat, no matter how black or burned, into that container. And when it's full, bring it down to your butcher. Save waste fats and turn them in regularly. Why is Lifebuoy America's favorite bath soap? I'll tell you 2 big reasons. Lifebuoy in your daily bath gives all-over protection from B.O. Yes, from head to toe, it stops B.O. And Lifebuoy gives protection that lasts and lasts. So play safe. Make sure Lifebuoy's in your soap dish. Remember, it's the only soap especially made to stop
B.O.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.